It's the Monday after Mix 09, and we are still recovering, but we were so excited to show you something new that we had to record this video right now. The studio isn't even ready, but we brought Jaime Rodriguez, our WPF super special expert, I guess, right?
I'm an evangelist, I guess.
Evangelist, there you go. Super excited. But you're also doing Silverlight.
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm actually not doing Silverlight. What we're going to show you today is... A couple months ago, we created a WPF library for effects, you know, HLSL effects that were hardware accelerated. And with Silverlight 3.0, now they actually support the same effects.
Right.
So we figure we ported the library and people been asking for it, so we're going to release it tonight.
Great. Tonight. See, you're so excited. All right. So why don't you? So this is all the same code, or what is it?
Yeah. So all we did is, you know, the exact same effects we had. We obviously Silverlight is a subset of WPF, so I had to make a few tweaks. We're gonna put it on CodePlex, or we're gonna use the same code base. I haven't decided if I use the exact same project or two projects, so people can download the one they want.
Okay.
But it's the exact same code. Honestly, there's like 25 pound if defs. All of the HLSL, so the FX code, it's actually the exact same. I didn't have to tweak any of that.
Awesome.
So this is just the exact same library. If you've seen the WPF one, even the test application looks like this. I was too lazy. All I did was replace the images.
That's okay. So this is on CodePlex. What's the URL for that?
In CodePlex, it's WPFFX.
Okay.
.codeplex.com.
And so that's where this will come from, too.
Yeah, we'll put this out there. Again, we're merging the code bases, and then we'll probably release it out there.
Okay.
And then we might rename it later to something like .NETFX or something else so that we can be fair to Silverlight now that we have Silverlight using the exact same library.
Awesome. So can you show us a couple?
Yeah, so this is just, if you've seen, this is a ping of a website named Desire, which is one of the websites that another member on our team creates.
Mm-hmm.
And all I have here is a list of effects that I can apply to. And then all you have to do here is, for example, if I click an event like Pixelate, it actually pixelates it, and I can tweak things up.
Mm-hmm.
I can tweak the parameters that get passed in. So this is just kind of a way for people to exercise the effects. You can see here, I can click on Ripple. I can change the amplitude on the ripple and stuff like that. So you could easily spend an hour just playing around. I love to play around with these, like smooth magnify.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I did is I did want to show you that I can, you know, effects apply to anything. So I can put in effects on images or vectors. So I did put vectors here.
Nice.
And you can see I can get even the overlay where I have the vector on top of the image, and then I can play around with the parameters and have it affect everything else.
Okay, so that effect is being applied to the panel.
Yep.
Holding
so this is applied to the panel, the container for both of these, you know, the image and the vectors.
Very cool.
And the only thing that I have, the only thing that we have is when we did the library for effects, and let me just tweak this because I wasn't ready to show you this, but is it transition samples? The other thing that we created was this library for transitions.
Okay.
So here, if I just tweak that line, that one line of code, with the effects library, you also get these libraries that actually have animated transitions. And this is just kind of nice to look at. You'll see it. It starts a little slow. What I have right now is I'm playing the same transition twice. And you can see here on the bottom left hand, on the bottom right hand, it actually tells you the name of the transition so you can go dig it up.
Oh, okay.
And there's probably 30 or 40 transitions, so this could easily go for another, you know, almost another minute. And you'll see all the transitions come to, the real cool ones come at the end, so you have to stick it out.
Okay.
We can talk about something else. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So now these are just images transitioning.
Yep.
Right? Okay.
You know, with Silverlight, they don't have visual brush like we do in WPF, so right now you're transitioning across images.
Okay.
But we're still thinking about ways to get creative with some of these transitions and see what we could do.
Great. Okay.
So. I think that's it for us. We can just let it play if you want.
There you go. Let's interlude to some elevator music here.
That's how prepared we were.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. So that's it, right? That's the Silverlight effects. That's the WPF effects library.
Yep.
The same code running in Silverlight 3.
Yep. Cool.
There we go.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.